Welcome to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. KNTR Sports is all sports, all the time. Please thank all of our Lake Havasu High School football sponsors. Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havistyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, A More Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. For a schedule of this year's games and audio streaming, go to KNTRSports.com.
KNTR 980 AM, Jim Chaney with your play-by-play, along with Paul Lavoie will be handling the color activity here. We're about to kick off at Yuma, the home of the Copa Kings. Havasu will be kicking off to the Copa Kings in red.
I was going to do a station ID, but I just noticed they're 5 minutes early. It's 6:55.
That is a little unusual.
That is very unusual. But yeah, we'll get to the ID in a moment. But anyway, yeah, going, what would that be, left to right on your radio dial, right?
That would be left to right, and we've got Spencer Ibarra ready to kick off for your Havasu Fighting Knights. Here's the kick. It's a little pooch. Picked up at about the 31-yard line. He goes right down to his knees. That's number 17. He's a captain, Emmanuel Amador, for the Copa Kings, and that's where they're going to take over. It looks like their own 29-yard line. We're broadcasting not from the stands this time, but up on top of the press box. And that's okay. It's a little warm in there.
It's
up
very
here.
Warm in there.
Perfect little breeze.
Wow.
Look at one field burning over there.
There's a fire, yeah, off to the west. It's actually quite scenic up here, the red sky to the west, almost like the ocean's right there, but it's not.
Right behind us, we have a
food truck,
an emergency
Kona Ice. Is
Kona that? Ice truck.
it looks like an emergency. It
can be an ambulance, I think, yes. Okay, it's first and 10 from the 30. Copa about to take over. Well, they are taking over after receiving the kick. We have split wides. We're going to go from the I, from the T. I think this is the first T snap I've seen in three games. Here's the handoff, goes right up to the middle to the first man. He makes a little bit of yardage there, about 4 yards, and a nice push on behalf of the Copa Kings. Talk about the push on the line there. That number 75, he is one of their captains. That's Christopher Dominguez.
Definitely the tallest person on the offense at the moment in that huddle. The purple haboob met the running back, but didn't have the same effect as it did as against Alhambra.
That kid, number 75, is 6'6", 335.
Wow.
He's a moose. Okay, from the eye again, we've got split wides. Kofa, it'll be second and 5. Hands off to the first man again, a little bit of a bobble. He goes forward to about the 36-yard line. And that time, that Havasu defense, the purple haboob, held up pretty well. So, one down, a good push for the offensive line. The second down, not so much.
I got word from Coach Thompson. He likes your nickname for the defense. He chuckled during the interview on the speak out on Thursday, or yesterday.
The purple haboob.
He liked it.
You know, to match up with that number 75, we've got number 72, Adil Gomez, and we don't have a size for him, but he's a big boy himself. And we must have gone into this game with some man-to-man assignments, because we've got Havasu Knights changing positions all over on the defensive line. Mm-hmm. This time from the shotgun, hands off to number 7. He heads to the right. Ooh. He is brought down from behind, and that's going to be a big loss there of 6 yards. And all of a sudden, when we started to show a little bit of Copa movement, boom, chakalaka, we've got third, and we'll call it 9.5.
See who was leading in the pursuit there? Number 1, Trevor Thompson, right on it. He snipped that right out. Nobody was taking that edge from him, I'll tell you that.
One of the team captains at 6'2", 195. He's also a senior.
Oh, Trevor? Yeah, Trevor had a brother that went through recently, and Trevor's coach's son. You know, he's got to try even harder.
Big number 75 there. He looks rather gassed after three downs.
He's got his hands on his hips already.
Look at him.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't even bend over to put his helmet down. Okay, here's the snap. The kick is up, almost blocked. It may have, he may have got a hand on that.
I think he did.
Because that thing went due right, and that was a kick totaling, landing out of bounds.
7 yards.
You're going to give him seven?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe 7 yards.
Right.
So,
right.
What a great turn of events for the Fighting Knights here as they get ready to take over. Purple pants, white jerseys, purple numbers, purple helmets, the Fighting Knights on the helmet.
And we'll remind you, you're listening to KNTR, Lake Havasu City, and KJJJ HD4 Laughlin.
And looking at this defense, we're going zone because number 15, Prokofa, out here is guarding absolutely nobody. So there's going to be a weakness off to the left. Here's a handoff from the shotgun. He's got a little bit of room, breaks into the backfield, and that is about a 9-yard gain right up the gut for the Havasu Knights. That's a good sign for the first play of the game for the Fighting Knights on offense.
I was going to say, that's a was that number 9, Vincent Fiantaka?
I don't know. Are we going to do our predictions?
What's the prediction?
I think it's Havasu 48-21.
Whoa!
Here's the handoff from the gun. Number 3, he pops outside after running into traffic up the middle, heads to the left, and he doesn't find much there, maybe a half a yard. And it's going to be second and, well, I want to say 9. Let's see if he's going to move.
That's generous, Jim.
The yard marker. Okay, he did. He did. He moved his yard.
But that, Kyle Crow, number 3, he was the previous ball carrier as well. So 2 carries so far. Coach Thompson preferring to keep it on the ground for right now.
Looking to the sideline for the signal, the play. We're from the gun. We've got trips to the left. He steps back. He's looking for somewhere to pass. He throws it deep over the middle. It is intercepted at the 5-yard line, and he's brought down at the 6. That is a saving play for the Kofa Kings. That was Ivan Rodriguez, a 5'9 junior.
Yeah, you might
up with the interception on that one.
You might as well have punted the ball right inside the 10-yard line. I mean, that's about what you got.
Well, but it wasn't fourth down.
No, I understand,
right? But
I'm just saying on second down, you might as well, or third down, you might as well have punted the ball.
He was clearly looking for the receiver coming from the right when he had trips to the left.
Right.
And that didn't give him a lot of look-see here. Check down there.
Trip had trips. That's it.
Trips to the left.
Trip Burke already with a pick. Better watch that secondary a little bit closer next time.
Kofa number 16, who is not on our list. Is that a 16 or a 15? We got a shotgun wishbone, if you will. Splits both sides. Here's the snap. He hands it off in the end zone. Out to the 2-yard line, and here comes that purple Haboob. Bringing them down at the 2-yard line. We're back in safety territory, Paul.
That's it. You know, if you're an offensive lineman right here, you got to watch your hands. Watch for anything on the grab on the outside. You don't want to get a holding call from the officials. That's a safety.
Now, I've seen Havasu pull up 1 safety this year.
Yeah.
Two safeties. That's
was that against Mojave?
It was.
Yeah. Golden shovel game. And we don't even want to go there. Jim, of course, lives in Bullhead City. All right.
Okay, we've got 2nd and 14.
He's in his own end zone.
From the shotgun, he's got 1 back next to him. He's got doubles to the right, single to the left. 12 on the blitz.
Uh-oh.
There's the flag. I think he may have got across the line a little bit early.
Offside.
And that is going to be very helpful if you're Kofa, because they're going to get back to about a 2nd and 9 situation.
That is a big mistake, actually.
That was. He was trying to time it.
Yeah.
He was on the run on the blitz there. That's Luke Johnson.
Trying to time that blitz.
6'3 junior.
Luke plays
from
both sides
shotgun,
of the ball, too.
Doubles to the left this time. Here's the snap. He drops back. He's in his end zone. He throws it. High arching pass, and it is batted down from behind, incomplete at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, unfortunately for the receiver, the ball was a little bit thrown behind him at the 35-yard line-ish. Had to turn around, and the safety was right in his face. Just couldn't bring it in. But it was thrown a little bit
around. Did he turn around to bat that ball down?
No. I think he was watching the eyes, but he didn't. But it was good coverage.
It was
clean.
It was good coverage. He did get by him. He was beat, so to speak, but a little too much arch on that ball.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we've got doubles to the left, doubles to the right. A man in the slot from the shotgun. Here come those Purple Haboob linebackers. He throws it to the left. Nobody on him. Number 7. He makes a move to the inside. He's at the numbers at the 20 and brought down at the 20-and-a-half-yard line. That's a first down for the Copa Fighting Knights.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to be calling that number quite a bit. Number 7, his name is Antonio Ochoa. And Ochoa was wide. I mean, he didn't have any coverage. There was nobody on him.
He's a running back and a linebacker. There was nobody on him.
He was the one that tried the ball to run to go to the outside, and Trevor Thompson caught him. But in this case, he was a receiver, and nobody was watching him.
So we got Spencer Ibarra over here on that side, and he's along with Luke Johnson, and they need to get some communication going there.
I have a feeling they just signed the light on number 7.
That tackle for them is really big.
Mm-hmm.
Doubles to the right. Here's the snap. He's going to run in and up the middle, and the purple hot move just is all over him. There is no getting through on that. Big old number 72 for your Fighting Knights. That is Adele Gomez.
He's a big
boy. He is, and he's only a junior.
Right. Then you got that big guy on the other side of the line in red, number 75.
Number 75. He is big. 6'6", 335.
That's a good matchup to watch, though.
He's a senior.
On that left side.
It is.
Left side of the offense.
From the gun, split wide, one man in the slot.
Quarterback's checking his list of plays on the wrist.
There's a mismatch size-wise over here on the left side. He picks that out, goes deep, and fortunately, he was in exactly the right spot. He being Spencer Ibarra.
Oh, yeah.
He's a lot shorter than number 18, who is Nigel Escalante for Copa, but he was in exactly the right spot. He was able to get a hand up and knock it down.
Perfect coverage by Ibarra.
But let's see.
I want to see him hit a 40-yarder tonight, man.
He's 6'2".
Yeah.
And their offensive player is 6'2". And we've got Spencer Ibarra at 5'4".
Oh.
So that is a big mismatch.
And
they attempted to take advantage of it, and they were denied. Okay, doubles to the left. Single way out wide to the right. From the shotgun, we've got three linebackers here for the Fighting Knights. The snap, he steps back, he throws it to the right. It's caught. 5-yard gain, trying to shed that tackler. Gang tackled suddenly, and that'll be about a 3-yard gain, bringing up fourth, and we'll call it 5 yards here from the home of the Copa Kings in Yuma, Arizona. Your Fighting Knights on KNTR 980 AM. You can always listen to us streaming at KNTRSports.com anywhere in the world.
I thought it was a change.
Well, they haven't punted yet.
I got you.
And we don't have a TV timeout.
No, I just saw him coming off on and off the field. That's all.
Okay.
I got a play director here, too, folks.
Yes. Abasu about to receive the ball. He's stationed at his own 46-yard line. Looks like a good kick. He's going to run back into the left. He's going to let it go. It's going to angle out of bounds. Let's watch where that referee stops. Going to call it the 43-yard line, and your Fighting Knights are going to take over.
Still good field position. All right, let's take a short break. You're listening to KNTRSports.com and 980 AM. It's Fighting Knights and the Copa Kings, a 0-0 score.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
He steps back, fires fast to Carter Devon. He catches it right over the middle. Nobody with him, and he makes it all the way up down to the 35-yard line of COFA.
And a no huddle.
Bringing up first and 10. No huddle. Trying to play a quick game here. Split wide receivers from the gun. One running back next to him. He steps back, looks to his left, fires. Nice dart over there.
Oh.
Fumble! Somebody coughed up the football. And that is a reverse fumble. The Knights are going to be able to come up with it. And it'll be a gain. Are they going to call that complete?
I don't know.
Yeah,
he didn't make a football move, but you know what? Merry Christmas, Havasu.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that was the catch or not, but
We don't have video in high school, so.
Everything Havasu is doing appears it's going to work, except for the turnover possibilities and the actual turnover. Wide to the right, split to the left from the gun. Here come your Fighting Knights. The snap, hands it off. He's going up the middle after bobbling the ball. He cuts upfield, and he's brought down. His head hits the turf, and that'll be about a 2 or 3 yard gain for the Fighting Knights. Tripp Burke looking for the signal from the sideline. Your starting quarterback, 6'1", 175 pounds.
And when they go with the faster pace and the no huddle, it seems to gas Kofa a little bit, or they're just not ready for that. They're not ready for that pace.
Halo jump and Luke Johnson to the right. In the slot, we've got Carter Devitt. And somebody jumped. I believe that's going to be over on the Kofa side. They're already walking backwards. Heads down.
You know when it's against you, don't you? Sometimes it's like a friend of mine told me in a hockey, I was shooting hockey, right? Follow the puck. They know where the puck is. They know which way the ball's going.
That gives us a first down for the Fighting Knights from the 25-yard line from the gun.
That's right.
Trips to the right. Here's the pass. He only looks left.
Ooh.
That pass is on target. He is able to get by the first tackler. I saw the hand go up there, grab the face mask as he shed that tackler. And now it looks like we're going to have another field, so this is party time for Havasu.
Face mask against Kofa? Okay.
That's the way it looked to me.
We got. Well, wait a minute.
It's not thunder. That's an airplane.
I think they're marking it off. Yeah, they are. Okay. They're marking off against the defense. I saw it in the pros last week. There was a face mask call against the Cardinals, and it was James Conner. And he was stiff-arming, but he grabbed a face mask at the same time. And they were offsetting.
So.
Okay, they're finally moving the chains.
Yeah.
Chain gang's a little behind here, guys.
I think the one that's holding the down marker knows what's going on, and we're having to help
right. The
other guys along. Okay, we've got trips to the right for the Fighting Knights. He rolls backwards, fires it to the left. That was, in fact, a pass. He is knocked out of bounds after about a one-yard gain.
It looks like he took the outlet there. It was Carter Devitt. And 1 yard, like you said. Ibarra could hit from here. I just want to see him hit a field goal this time, Jim. Not right now,
you
but sometime in the game. I do want a touchdown, but I want to see a 30 or 40 yarder. You know?
We got to go big or we got to go home. That's a long ride. And he jumped on the offensive side.
Defense.
They're going to say defense?
I say defense. I saw the defender.
I saw our
defensive end moved.
Our left guard jumped.
Oh, you saw it. You did see it.
Yeah.
I didn't see the right place to see.
Number 51, Landon Musselman.
Still first down. Or second down, sorry. Second and 15.
180 from the gun. Trips to the right. He looks to the right.
Trevor.
Halo jump, rather, right?
Right.
Halo. One of those passes where you could actually see he broke inside.
Yep.
Here's the little pass, dart pass, and his head turned away from the ball before it got to his hands.
Yep. I'm just going to look away from the ball, and it'll float right in there. It doesn't work that way sometimes.
You know, you want to catch the ball with soft hands.
And bring it in with your eyes, right?
Into your body.
Right.
You look it in.
All right, here we go.
Okay, from the gun. We're looking to the left. He's wide open, and he is running backwards into the end zone, and he just kind of does that little backwards trot out the end zone, and we have a 6-0 ball game in favor of your Havasu Fighting Knights.
Touchdown by guess who? Luke Johnson.
Luke Johnson.
Luke Johnson does it all, both sides of the ball, folks.
It's not every day where you get to run into the end zone backwards.
No, it's not. I was wondering if he would get a foot in. Actually, he was pretty close to that pylon.
Here's the kick, the hold. The kick is up, and it is good.
The streak continues.
and we have a 7-0 ball game in favor of your Lake Havasu Knights. This is KNTR 980 AM, KNTRsports.com. You can stream it there. Boom, let's go. Dave, take a break.
Is your pup just too ordinary? Want to turn your Sparky into a Sparkosaurus Rex? Then G. Willikers, it's a cut above grooming day for you. Step right up to the home to zebra striped schnauzers, fluffy Pomeranian kings of the jungle, and polka dotted pit bulls.
Would you look at that, Sparky? I think you would be an adorable cheetah. Oh, Sparky.
A cut above grooming. Well, this is where we go dirty dogs done dirt cheap, and, well, I guess the lions, tigers, and bears, too? Main Street Havasu.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
We are back live Friday night. Lights on KNTR Sports. Jim Chaney along with Paul Lavoy for the kickoff following the touchdown. 7-0 in charge is your Havasu Fighting Knights. A little bit more on this one. Off his fingertips, skips back to the 25-yard line. He picks it up, makes a move to the outside. And now here comes a swarm of Havasu. You got to be careful. I don't know if our crowd mic picked that up, but whistles were blowing and blowing and blowing, and they were continuing to try to bring the guy down. You got to watch that. You're going to get yourself some extra yardage thrown on that play.
Yeah, that was a little extracurricular activity after the initial tackle, and then they threw him down. I'm surprised there wasn't a call on that.
You know, if I could ask the coach right now, I'd want to ask, what's with all the pooch kicks?
Right. Yeah.
It looks like, well, we know we can kick.
Well, that was a lot. Yeah. Right. Why not just
We see the extra point.
Yeah, why not just send it? I don't get it either. Because they ain't got field position on the 30.
Okay, here come the Copa Kings. Julian Cruz wearing number 2 to the right. He goes in motion to the left, and he is brought down by behind. Number 9. That is Vincent. Nelly, that was...
I thought Cruz was going to cruise to the edge, and then he cut in, and that's where he didn't meet the purple haboob yet.
No.
He's bound to, though, sometime tonight, but, that not for much gain. What did he get there? Maybe an inch?
According to the line marker there, he got nothing. Good job by the Havasu Knights.
In no soup for you.
Two receivers to the left. From the shotgun, one running back behind him, and there's a handoff up the middle, trying to make some yardage up the gut, and there is nowhere to go, because when you're up against the purple haboob, they just say, no, you're not going through here. This is our land, and you're not coming here, buddy.
Man, I tell you, Barr was walking towards us, and he just walked out of the tall bunch of trees, and then have a suit fighting night for their defense. He looks 5'4", if that. You think they stacked a couple inches on there?
Well, he might be wearing platforms.
Maybe, but I like the Garo Euphremian description better. That was good last week.
Way wide, Julian Cruz for the Copa Kings from the shotgun, too wide to the left. That tackle is big. He might have went a little bit early. I don't see any laundry. The snap, and he is brought down from behind. That one could hurt tomorrow, because as he got brought down, rolling forward, Ethan Adler kind of landed on his head.
Right. Might want to talk to your dad when it comes to head injuries, Ethan. His dad's a fire marshal, I believe. One of the top dogs up in the fire department.
Fire department. Does that mean he's white with little black dots?
He could be at night. You never know. Sorry, Nate.
Okay, we have 4th and 12, we'll call it. So the Kings are going to punt it away. It's a dribbling snap. He has to run back and get it. He's not even looking to kick it. Now he is. It's too late.
Man.
It is knocked dead at the 15, and the Fighting Knights are coming up with it at the 16-yard line.
I want to say it. He just hit a Garo Euphremian.
He did. What do I do now?
But the other way. He was rolling to the left instead of the right, and literally kicked it into a crowd of Fighting Knights. That was crazy.
It was a very bad snap. Okay, it goes dribbling by him, and then he's trying to pick. When he does pick it up, at first it looked like he was fully intent on running it, and then way too late he got the idea, I'll try to kick it away right into the gut of a couple of Havasu players.
Well, the original line of scrimmage was the 32. Now the ball sits at the COFA 17, 16 maybe?
And this is the first turnover to go in favor of the Fighting Knights.
That's a 16-yard gain. There you go.
Kurt Burke at the quarterback position, the shotgun. He is looking to the left with three splits to the left. Throws it deep into the end zone above his head. Just couldn't reel it in. Good coverage there. Just a little bit high and over the head of number 15. That's Cone Taylor. So it'll be second and 10. But they're getting space. The receivers are getting space. I think everything is, minus the turnovers, it's looking good for the Knights.
Right.
From the gun, he looks to the left. Nobody on him on a screen play. He jets up the middle of the field. There's nobody there. He goes right into the end zone. Ladies and gentlemen, it is suddenly 13-0 in favor of your Havasu Fighting Knights.
You know, how about that for Cone Taylor, right? Takes that ball right up the middle, right up the gut. It walks into the end zone untouched after the incompletion. It was, I mean, that's great spirit right there.
And it shows there's a big weak spot right up the middle.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, basically, he passed it on screen, but he cut back inside. The extra point is up. It's right down the middle. That one looked really good. And, you know, if he did that on the kickoff, he would at least go down to the 15.
You're overanalyzing. We got to go to break.
Okay, let's go take a break. You're listening to KNTR, 980 AM.
My glory. Do you smell that?
Oh, that's the triple berry pie. I mean, apple. No way. That has to be the quiche. Oh, I can't figure it out. But it all smells like cinnamon, butter, and a hug from your grandma.
You figure out their little secret ingredient, though?
Yeah, it's love. And a whole lot of butter. They don't call it Amore Pie for nothing.
Amore Pie and More. Every recipe starts and ends with something you can't find in stores. Love. Amore Pie and More. Lake Havasu. New Amore Pie and More.com.
River Valley Window Company in Havasu invites you to see new possibilities in person. Visit their newly remodeled showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard to see, feel, and imagine what could be in your home. Milgard's new C650 Ultra All Fiberglass Series provides strength and durability that's built to complement any style and withstand any climate. See the potential when you partner with Milgard and River Valley Window Company on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and at rvcwco.com.
We are back. Spencer Ibarra with the kick. It's received. Oh, fumbled by number 4. That's Christian Bear. He heads to the left, and after picking it back up, and he is brought down, it'll be first down for Copa. He did kick it a little bit farther that time, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter.
All right.
With a score of 14-0 in favor of the Fighting Knights of Lake Havasu. You're listening to KNTR 980 AM. And KNTRSports.com. And here's Paul Lavoie to tell you about some of our sponsors.
Yeah, one of our new ones, Blue River Gems. From watch batteries to custom gold work, Blue River Gems shines with in-house craftsmanship, all done right here with local hands and local pride. Visit them on McCulloch Boulevard and discover why Havasu trusts its hometown jeweler. Find them on Facebook, Blue River Gems. And also one of our newer sponsors, Gear Up Motorsports. Looking for a clean, pre-owned bike, Gear Up Motorsports handpicks every motorcycle and treats you like family. That's right, family. You've got family right here in Havasu. Only rides they sell are the ones they'll ride themselves. Why buy anywhere else? London Bridge Road in Havasu. Visit GearUpMotorcycles.com. At Gear Up Motorsports, it's GearUpMotorcycles.com. Do you ride, Jim?
I don't, but I like the name, Gear Up.
Gear Up,
that's
yeah.
A good name. Good
Gear
name
up.
For a business.
Right?
Gear Up.
Well, if you gear down, you're kind of slowing down, you know, stepping it down.
Copa needs to gear up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Copa needs to get out of first gear.
Yes.
And they were doing well there for a while, and Havasu made some adjustments on defense and have just been moving the ball back. They're blasting them off the line as well.
Lots of movement on this defensive line for Havasu. We've got a 4-3 defense. We've got a shotgun, too wide to the left.
Oh.
And he is sacked in the backfield back at the 18-yard line. They are just bringing the pressure, and there's no stopping the Purple Haboob, even in Yuma.
That was a nice, very sportsmanlike sack. If you looked at it, he could have went high, and he went mid, you know, right to the torso. He brought him down. It was like a body shot in boxing. That's why I went, oh, you know, you can feel it up here. So we got a timeout on the field?
Big old 75 was talking to the ref about something.
Oh. They caught him right, like right where under the rib cage there, Jim. You could see it where, you know, a lot of times the guy will go headhunting on a sack, right? I don't know what they're doing, but there is a timeout on the field, and referee came over, or the head linesman, rather. And now they're gathering.
It wasn't an injury.
Yeah,
he popped
sure
right up.
On. I was going to talk to our two guys over here, but they look more like, I don't know.
11:42 in the second quarter.
Yeah, we... That's right. We already went through a quarter, and Havasu put up two touchdowns in the first quarter, so they're up 14-0. And Kofa, not a bad – you know, I thought they were a little underrated when it came to the state ranking of 200 and what?
218.
218. I mean, that's what Alhambra was. They don't look like Alhambra.
So the common score – let's see, it was, off the top of
they
my head.
They were 53.
51,
yeah, 51-21.
Something
like that.
Over Alhambra.
Right.
So they did allow Alhambra to score 21 points.
That's what I said. How did Alhambra post three TDs on this team?
But it's still a solid win.
It is. It is a solid win. But
unless
we weren't there either. Maybe it wasn't as close as the score.
It could have been.
Even though the score wasn't close.
Okay, we are back in action from the gun. One way wide out. He hands up, going up the middle. Now fading to the left, and he is met by a whole bunch of guys in purple with the Fighting Knights on their helmets. Good defensive play.
I'm going to try to find out from Coach what that delay was all about, because there's nobody working on anybody on the sideline here for Kofa, but it was obviously a timeout called by Kofa, but it looked like an injury timeout.
And this isn't a network game.
Very funny.
11:11 on the clock in the second quarter. Kofa coming up to the line. Two wides to the right. And it's somebody's birthday, I believe, as they're singing.
Well, that's funny.
In the stand.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Here's the snap. He steps back. He looks to his right. He
wow.
gets met and popped there. Almost. How do I? I don't want to say he punched him.
George Foreman, like it was like
it kind of
an arm punch, right?
Yeah. Ethan Adler just kind of went up,
yeah.
And his hand just kind of like, popped him in the chest.
Like,
Dan,
okay, quarterback, I'm going to swing my arm, and you act like you're going down, or you're really going to get it. That's
yeah,
what it looked like.
They forgot to tell him this is real. This isn't the WWE, and he just blocked.
It's what it looked like. Good call on that one.
Okay, we've got Kofa with the football. It is. Fourth and a mile. Fourth and, they say, 21 on the scoreboard.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going backwards. Havasu
perfect snap,
making
though.
This a tradition. Nice kick over the receiver's head. He picks it. No, he doesn't pick it up. Now he decides to jump on it.
Spencer Ibarra.
And he needed to, because it was definitely rolling quickly. And we're going to take over at the 38-yard line in our own territory. You're listening to the Fighting Knights. And the Kofa Kings live from Yuma on KNTR 980 AM.
Knights still up 14-0.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches, because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
You're up.
Looking to the sideline. We've got Kyle Crow looking for a signal. Excuse me, not necessarily Kyle Crow. He's next to Trip Burke back there in the backfield. Halo jump along with Carter Devitt, wide outs. He steps back looking for somebody up the middle. He breaks up the middle. He's pumping a fake. He can't be brought down. Scampers all the way out to the other 40-yard line. That was a nice tuck and go. And one thing that was clearly shown there, Paul, is B.
That was a great decision.
He blew right by the defenders.
Yeah, he saw the pocket collapse. And he was like, you know what, I got nobody open. I'm going to take it myself. I got the wheels. I'm going to do it.
And he does have the wheels. they're not going to be able to catch him.
37-yard line.
Okay, we've got first and 10. The chain gang trying to catch up with the football, but the Havasu Knights are moving it too fast.
That wasn't us.
And that was not us. That's big old number 71 for Copa. Samuel Benitez, he's 6'1", 260.
Oh, my.
Dang. Got something in the water down here.
He's even...
Oh. And they call illegal procedure on Lake Havasu.
He's even heavier than I am.
Holy, yeah. And, well, he's taller,
hey,
too, Paul.
Yes, he's very much. Everybody's taller.
9:52 in the second quarter.
I'm used to it. I don't know why they called that.
Trip Burke. Kyle Crow could have been in the hands, and we couldn't see it.
Was it a formation? I didn't even see the guard move.
Their guard did.
Yeah, I know, but he didn't look drawn to me. I just don't think it was a good call.
But you're so critical. Okay, the pass up the middle. He raises his hands and reels it in. Number 21 for the Fighting Knights, a first down and after a 12-yard gain.
How about that? Number 12. Who else? Luke Johnson.
Luke Johnson.
Both sides of the ball, baby.
And that was a nice catch. He had to stretch out to get that one.
He did. And it's the way he caught it and brought it in.
To his chest, so it
churned the ball.
It rolls over. It's not going to hit the ground.
Right. That kid's got a future in this game, I'll tell you that. He's one of the shining stars on both offense and defense.
No huddle for the Fighting Knights. They look to the sideline for the signal. Trip Burke, the quarterback. He's got wides to the left and right. He's rolling to the left. He's looking down. Goes to the short man at the 15. He's inside the 10. Keeps his feet.
Wow.
He was so close to stepping out of bounds at the 12. If he would have put his heels down, he would have been out of bounds at the 12. But he managed to get all the way down. Where are they going to mark the ball here?
Isn't it amazing, though, Jim, how easy they made that look? The rollout, the catch, and then right there on the sideline doing the dance. It was perfect.
Perfect. First and goal from the 5. Fighting Knights on the move, trying to make it a 21-0 game.
This team is really starting to gather a rhythm over the last few games. You know that.
They're looking good until you do that.
I know Coach Thompson's just got to be. You know why he has no hair, right? That's why.
Evan Campbell, big old number 75, 6'4", 210, it says.
I know,
and
Coach.
He jumped, and he comes right out of the game.
Yeah, I know, Coach keeps it short.
Replaced by Travis Denon.
Right.
Oh, here's the pass. Uh-oh. It pops up into the air. Anybody's ball almost brought down by one of the linebackers there, Murkofa, who was down on his knees. Because he got knocked to his knees, not that he was going down to get that interception on the deflection there.
He was having breakfast, man. He was pancaked.
So all of a sudden, we've got second down and 10.
That was a tip.
It's second down and goal.
That was a tip drill, though. That was a classic tip drill, you know? The ball was high enough in the air to be picked that Havasu dodged a bullet there.
Trip Burke to receive the snap.
Third down, or second down.
Carter Devitt to the left. He looks to the right. Back to the left. From behind, he's brought down at the 18-yard line.
Yeah, unfortunately, 77, Brandon Trejo. He lost his man. He just lost his man. He should have yelled out the trip, you know. He's away from me, whatever. I don't know how they talk in football, but he just lost his man.
Just,
that was just that pure sack.
Just when you were bragging about how good they've been looking.
And
they were.
It's the rhythm.
Now they go backwards.
They got to get into that. The up-tempo game.
Third
they got to go
17,
up-tempo.
Actually, 17 in goal from the gun. This is third down. He steps back. He's got a release man to the right. If he looks, here's a flag in the air in the area of holding. He cuts into the 10 to the 5 and into the end zone. But I don't see anybody celebrating.
22-yard line. Big piece of laundry. Got a holding penalty. I knew it. And it was right in front of the referee. Right there as Trip Burke was rolling out. And oh, man.
I think he saw it as he took the run because there was no celebration.
Yeah. That's a tough one. When you're going over the goal line, and you kind of know, they're going to.
I would have had a touchdown if you held, and there was no need to hold on that.
You know, I don't know.
Point.
I don't know how that works in football
you got to know where your quarterback is.
When a guy shoots the team in the foot, I don't know.
Well, you got to know
timeout. Is it necessary to hold?
Right.
No. Right.
No.
Let's go ahead and take a short timeout. All right. We'll go ahead and take a long one. KNTRSports.com at 980 AM. Havasu 14, Copa Kings, nothing.
There's nothing better than Friday night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havistyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Family fun is my favorite time. Let your adventure begin at Havistyle Recreation, your Mercury dealer. If your fun is boating, try our 2025 low SS210 boats equipped with the Mercury Pro XS150, offering discounts over $9,000. Campers, boaters, and desert explorers, bring family fun to your next level.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
Trip Burke ready to take the snap. In the gun. He's looking to his right. He's looking down the middle of the field. He's waiting for somebody to break open. He's got serious pressure. He wobbles. He's being held by his T-shirt and spun around way back at the 48-yard line.
So it's first and or fourth and goal from the 48? Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
You know, we were just saying you have to. I think I jinxed him, Jim.
I think I apologize. It's going to be the 41.
Darn it, Jim.
They gave him a lot of forward progress on that, I'm going to say. And you know what? Somebody is, I guess those are just burgers.
But don't they smell good? We just had dinner, too.
I know.
What the heck?
It was good, too.
The best carne asada I've had in a long time, folks.
Okay, the punt. We've got guys coming on the field late for COPA. Oh, it's a punt. We didn't know we were supposed to be out there. High punt. He steps back to pick it up, gets it off under pressure. High arcing punt. It bounces down to the 10, and it's going to be marked dead there by number 24, Tristan Andrade. And that's where COPA is going to take over at the 7-yard line. Mind you, we had first and goal at the 5. So that set of downs did not go the Fighting Knights' way.
No, but they got a good result out of that punt and a very generous couple of bounces.
You know what? If you're COPA, you got to be thinking, we just kept ourselves in the game.
Yep.
Because first and goal from the 5, we were about to go down 21-0, and now we've got the ball back with 6:23 in the second quarter. You know, if they can hold on to it, they can stay in this game at the half.
The defense just said, we did our job. Let's do it, offense.
They sure did.
Uh-huh.
Now, COPA comes out, number 16 for COPA. He ran way out wide to the left. And then decided, oh, I should be way out wide to the right. Hand off. That's a fake. He throws it high over the receiver's head to the left. That'll be a dead ball there.
I was going to call an illegal formation until that receiver ran over to the right-hand side.
It's just as well that he didn't catch it. He would have been smacked.
Oh, yeah.
That point.
Yeah, that was one of those you don't want to put that high in the air for your receiver because he will get a wallop out of it.
Now,
smack
Isaac Paxton, number 5, comes into the game. He's listed as quarterback tight end.
I'm not sure what ATH is. I don't know.
All-terrain. Okay.
I don't know. Athlete? I don't know.
Second and 10 after the incomplete pass. COPA with the ball. 6:19 left in the first half. Fake handoff. High. Tip drill. Incomplete. Knights almost came up with it at the 16-yard line. Third and 10.
Did you see Ethan Adler in the end zone? He hit the quarterback just as the ball was being released. If that ball hadn't have gone out when it did, it would have been a safety. Ethan was on it.
We're not just smelling tasty hamburgers, we're smelling safeties.
It smells good up here, man. It smells really good.
I never realized that safeties smell like hamburgers.
Part of that game time preparation.
That's why you got to be here.
You got that tomorrow morning?
I do.
If you guys follow us, Jim's an Iowa fan, and he has a little What is that called?
I'm
the ritual.
Game day procedures.
Procedures. It's a ritual, actually. Or some of us call it a superstition.
Okay, right. We have confused running backs for Kofa from the shotgun, and now the whistle blows, which I think, did they call a timeout?
Yes, a delay of game.
Yeah. You know, on the way in, Paul, we were talking with the line judge, was up here in the press box. We're on top of the press box. And having read the rule book, I'm asking him some questions, and we were talking about, you know, here they don't have the play clock on the field. It's in his hand.
Oh, man.
So he can't see. Now we've got Cope in the end zone. He throws it out, has his man number two, and he is being gang tackled by the purple Habu and pushed back to the 3-yard line.
Led by Luke Johnson. Great job there.
Now, I'm curious to see if they're getting a forward progress, and they are.
They got to the 7 because he went out of bounds at the 4.
We're coming up on halftime here with 5:58. And
we're going to get in early.
This is pretty cool what we look out
homecoming.
Here on the track.
I forgot. Coach said it was homecoming.
That means they thought they were going to win this game?
No, that means they're playing.
No, that's what
harder.
That means.
They're playing really hard. And we got a great crowd. It did fill up in here. It's a very good crowd here from Kofa. Good home crowd. I like to see that.
Fourth and down, they're going to have to punt from their own end zone.
Oh,
he bobbles it, does get it off. I think there was a little leg contact out there. It lands out of bounds, hit the ground at the 36. They'll mark it out at the 35, and that's where your Fighting Knights are going to take over. You're listening to KNTR, 980 AM. I'm Jim Chaney. That's Paul Lavoie. We going to a break, Paul?
We are.
Boom.
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the Spring Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Springs Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
Fighting Knights with the football, first and 10. Up the middle, that's number 3. Kyle Crow, he danced a little bit on the second half of that run and bounced down at about the 22-yard line for the Fighting Knights. That'll bring up another first down. So this set of downs, so they're going forward. Yeah, homecoming, and we look out, they're bringing out a ship. It looks like the Kings, the HMS Kofa.
HMS Kofa, probably.
Pretty cool float for a high school game. I got to give them that.
But it's got wings on the back like a Cadillac. Kind of cool.
And we hand it off. No, he doesn't. That was a fake. Pitches it out. Number 21 for your Havasu Knights. That's Cole. And he picks up the ball, and he'll bring it down to about the 14-yard line.
Oh, Cole Sassina.
Cole Sassina.
Yeah. Dad's a captain, police captain.
Ah. Well, that's the way they used to make the ships. You
is
know,
it?
Like the dragon boats.
Like the
wings. Kings had wings. They had
like the
power.
Like the Chrysler Imperial wings? That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Or the Batmobile.
The Harry Truman car.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, back to the action. Shotgun from the 20, hands it off. He dances left, he dances right, and then again we have Kyle Crow now brought down at the 12.
Sorry, Kyle, I know you're not that short. Wow, he's doing our job for us.
Yeah, second down and 10.
We got a good PA announcer tonight. I'm not sure of his name.
I
should go down and find out, but yeah, he's doing a good job.
I think he is.
He's riling up the crowd like he's supposed to.
He's the best high school stadium announcer I've heard
in a while.
In a long time.
Since me. Yeah.
I've never heard you do it.
I like doing that job. That's a lot of
but
fun.
I'd like to think you do as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Trips to the right. Here's the pass, a screen pass, a little bit of a bobble. He picks it up and is headed to the end zone through traffic. Touchdown. You're Fighting Knights. It is now 20 to nothing with 3:41 left on the clock here in the first half, and that spells trouble for the Kofa Kings.
Yeah, we just called Sassina's name, and I know he didn't score the touchdown, but he set the pick on the outside, which sprung the receiver. And, yeah, now you have a touchdown out of it, 21-0.
A little zig, a little zag, and but pretty clear, wide-open path to the end zone. The kick is up, right through the uprights, and it makes it all the way to the track over there by the drawbridge at the entrance to the castle. You're listening to KNTR 980 AM, the home of your Havasu Fighting Knights.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Oh. We are back, KNTR, 980 AM. I'm Jim Chaney. That's Paul Lavoie. We have Friday Night Football. Under the lights, you're Fighting Knights down here in Yuma, Arizona, taking on the Kofa Kings.
Should we rub it in again, the weather?
It's perfect.
It's pretty amazing.
We've been busy talking here. I haven't been able to look at the radar, but we know.
It's an 88-degree night, man. It's nice.
Heavy rains in Havasu and Bullhead City, Fort Mojave getting slammed.
Have fun with that, you guys.
Awesome pictures. Here's the kick. Down to the 15. Oh, nobody picks it up. It bounces to the 5. That's a lie. Paulie picks it up at the 5. He's headed upfield, and here come 4 tacklers for your Fighting Knights. Number 50, don't pull him forward. He's trying to pull the ball out. In the end, he did, but it was after that, they blew the whistle. That was Caleb Lloyd.
Yeah, you can't teach that, man.
He's pulling him. He's trying to pull the ball out, but he's pulling him forward.
That was instinct. What are you going to do when you see the ball being carried like that? And it's a kickoff return.
Paul, I'm not going to pull it forward. I'm going to slap it sideways. Okay. I'm going to slap it down. I'm going to punch it down.
Right.
And I'm going to punch it up. But I'm not going to pull him forward.
You're going to pull a honey badger.
Cool. Can you tell us a little adamant about that?
I do.
It's a game of inches.
I did.
You don't give them any. This is our side. That's your side. You stay over there.
It's a game of inches, and you don't give them a millimeter.
That's right.
All right. You like that one?
I do. I like that.
Just came up with it.
We
got a timeout on the
those
field.
Kilometers. It's 21-0 with 3:34 here from Kofa High School, the home of Kings, against your Lake Havasu Fighting Knights on KNTR 980 AM.
And one of our longest running sponsors here on Havasu High School football is Havasu Pest Control, serving the area since 1972. Professional pest and weed control, from one-time applications to monthly maintenance to specialty services like bed bugs, pigeon control, wildlife, and more. If something's bugging you, call Havasu Pest Control. Hey, that was pretty nifty.
Anything? Anything?
Anything. No, something. Like a thing. Something like bees.
Like a bug.
Like bees in your condo. Yes.
Yes.
Visit HavasuPestControl.com. HavasuPestControl.com. I was going to say, since 1972. Think about that, man. That's like the age of the London Bridge right there, practically. I think it was open 1 year. You know, that's when Havasu was just a dream. The London Bridge, they were probably laughing when they said, what, they put a bridge there? So build a bridge over it. All right, got the defense lining up. Kofa on offense. Jim, take it.
Okay, Kofa to take over at their own 13-yard line. First and 10. I like the posture on the left side of the defensive line here.
Absolutely.
You know,
ready to go.
They look strong. They're bold. They're firm. You know, they're not giving up any ground. From the shotgun, he steps back. He looks to the right. He looks to the left. Throws it up. Kind of a basketball pass. It is intercepted. Okay, I'm the hometown announcer. I'm not supposed to be political.
You should be, because I'll do it.
Do it.
You don't.
Do it. Do it.
Well, the pick was going to be, who was making the
pick?
It
was intercepted.
Number 6?
He had it in his hand.
Isn't it Ibarra?
I think it was.
Ibarra got tackled basically as he was intercepting the ball by his own man.
By his own man. And that,
and they know it. You can tell.
That was bad.
The thing about that is, it's like when you make an error in baseball, how many runs are they going to score off of that?
That was like a slam dunk that got blocked by your own guy.
Yeah. All right.
It was that bad.
Remember what you're wearing, man. It came from
second
the
and 10. Yeah. Second and 10. Off to the left guard, and he is not going to get much, if anything, because that haboob of a defense was just sliding right along with him and brought him down.
Coach, we love the outerwear, man.
Hey, that's very nice.
It is very nice.
I feel hooked up. Thank you,
right?
Coach.
Got a nice bonus.
Got my Havasu football shirt with the Friday nights. Got the hoodie.
I was told. Is that a hoodie? Yeah.
Oh, I got the hoodie.
I got a hoodie.
Yeah,
me too. Nice. And I'm wearing the dry fit short sleeve hoodie, just like the players wear, folks. As I was told.
We've got 2nd and 10. We've got rains in Lake Havasu. We've got beautiful weather here in Yuma. It's perfect. Here we go from the shotgun. Kofa with the ball. He steps back. He starts to run inside. Nice pass to the left side. He brings himself down, falls on his keister there at the 37-yard line. 27-yard line.
Exactly what I was talking about with that mistake. That interception that was not
right.
Now they got a first down out of it, and they're moving the ball up the field, and it looked pretty good.
And it was a good pass.
Kofa getting into a rhythm now.
Defense playing a little soft there in the backfield. Two wide receivers to the right. Twins to the left as well. All by himself in the backfield from the shotgun. Here's the snap. He goes back. He's going to pass. Throws it up over the middle. It's a high archer. This one's intercepted because he threw it to the left of his receiver, and it's picked off there. It looks by Cone Taylor, I believe, got that pick.
I believe you're right.
So with 2:09 left in the first half, Havasu's going to take over at the Kofa 42-yard line.
It was a high-arching pass, and it was thrown to the outside instead of the inside where the receiver was, and Taylor took advantage of it. Just three flies up, man. That's what happened.
That pass was kind of like a lost person in the supermarket. It just really didn't know where it was going.
He had two members of the Purple Haboob in his face, the quarterback did.
He did.
It was good pressure from the defense.
Split formation from the gun. Fakes the handoff. He's looking deep. Throws to the release man. It's caught. It's at the 35 to the 30. He's running across the field to the 20, down to the 15. Makes a nice move inside the 10. He's breaking to the 5. One last tackler. He's in the end zone.
Cone Taylor.
Wow. Nice pass.
Something.
Fancy dance pants all the way into the end zone.
45 yards from the Kofa 45. Cone Taylor gets the pass on a slant. Oh, he broke like 3 or 4 tackles on that.
Yeah.
He probably, from on a 45-yard pass, he ran about 60.
That was a nice run.
Yes, it was. That was pretty.
That was now really nice run.
Well in command at 28-0.
Well, it's
or
27.
Oh, man.
We're not on delay, Paul. The kick is up, and it is
good.
You don't know. Spencer Avara with another kick.
I thought I was going to jinx him.
That's 4 extra points. Last week he had 9. Right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So he was a little tired after last week's game, but it looks like he's all fresh and ready to go. 28-0. And, boy, my, we're going to a break, are we? Let's go hit a break. You're listening to KNTR 980 AM, KNTRSports.com.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
KNTR 980 AM. I'm Jim Chaney along with Paul LaVoy. It is
all
homecoming in Yuma.
One,
the kickoff, it spins around. He fumbled it, and he has to jump on that. And the Kofa Kings are going to take over at the 35-yard line.
Is your water sports headquarters.
Halftime show, we mentioned the boat, the little float that they made. And then they turn it sideways.
At 9 a.m. daily, we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
T-shirt?
I don't know. I think so.
Do you think, Paul, they have one of those T-shirt guns?
Oh, you know what?
College. The name
Hold
and
on.
Look
there
are
we
you.
Go.
The focus is still on you.
All right, go ahead, Jim.
Okay, was something wrong? Were we not on the air? Or was that all?
It was all, yeah.
It was all for naught?
We're good now. No, we were on. We're good.
Training. 1st and 10 for the Kofa Kings from the 35.
Has it all.
The shotgun.
And real
wide receivers. Takes the snap, drops back, and he is put down right in his face, flat on his back. At the 21-yard line, when the Fighting Knights go across that line, there's nobody to stop them, and the sacrificial quarterback has been brought down.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He was now defenseless.
Quite a description, man.
Defenseless is now a legal term in football language, and he was not defenseless other than there was nowhere for him to go. His feet were not in a position to move left or right, and he just had to wait there. And
it was ugly.
Eat some grass with the back of his helmet,
Okay. Longest yard style, huh?
We're looking at 2nd and 20. That was a big loss. Kofa with the ball. The handoff up the middle. He's got room. He dances outside, and he is going to get himself up to the 29-yard line where he is brought down between the hash marks.
He got a little bit back. I'll give him that.
You know, something's going on over here, Paul. If you look at the clock, I wanted to let everybody know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there was like 53 minutes on the clock.
Yeah, it's definitely, something is definitely wrong.
That would have, we know.
The timepiece on the
that
scoreboard.
That would be incorrect.
Right.
There were not 53 minutes left. Now, is that 37.3 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe. Right. I don't want to guess.
Oh, my.
Another new sponsor, though, Jim, is Havasu Recreation, the ultimate destination for marine and RV sales, service, parks, and accessories. Havasu Recreation is a local family small business with unique products, not the same old stuff. Prices will knock your socks off. No additional dealer fees ever. HavaStyleRec.com. That's HavaStyleRec.com. Another Hava in town.
Hava.
You got to have it.
If you're in Havasu, you got to have it.
The best one I remember, got to have a Java. I love that.
Gotta
and they
have
had
a Java.
Really good coffee, too. Yep. Wow, it's homecoming. And, Havasu taking advantage of, I don't know if it's homecoming jitters or overexcitement from homecoming, but Havasu up 28-0. It looks like, I think I'm going to go with your assessment. 37.3 seconds?
I think it is. And we're from the tee. Hands it off to the first man. He cuts to the right. He's got some room, and he's going to cross the 41-yard line. And number 11, that's Dominic Calacion, just threw Spencer Ibarra to the ground while he was blocking. Lucky he didn't get anything flagrant with that, but a nice game.
Got a timeout on the field. We got a timeout. With 12.1 left in the game. And, you know, keep in mind, Jim, after the half, the kickoff goes to Havasu. Havasu kicked off.
Yeah. And even after such a nice run like that, it's 4th and 5 from their own.
Yeah, well,
40.
They had a big chunk to make up after that little longest yard sack.
11.9 seconds. Definitely it was a
right
point.
You just can't see the decimal, folks. But anyway, kind of keeps us guessing. You know, those plumes are pretty cool on the band, by the way.
They are.
It's cool because last week we were probably at a much bigger school, but no band.
No band.
At all. From Alhambra.
Even with an inflatable tiger, there was not a lot of
the lion.
Support.
The lion.
But you feel the support here from Yuma.
When I saw it on
Kofa.
The schedule, I thought we were going to L.A. I really did.
Alhambra?
Yeah, I really did. Yeah. I'm sure you felt the same way.
Yeah. Their band uniforms look like band uniforms are supposed to look. Very traditional Big Ten type, Notre Dame type.
Yuma, as we found out coming in, it's a pretty good-sized city. I'm almost positive it's the third largest city in Arizona.
And the air's so clean. You got some military jets and C-130s flying around. It's neat.
And a really nice Marine Corps.
This is a different quarterback.
A nice Marine Corps ROTC gentleman.
He hands it off. He skirts outside the left. He's got some room. He didn't get past our tackler there, who was number 7. Seth Bernier.
Bernier. Yeah. Either way.
Well, thank goodness he was there, because if he would not have wrapped him up and brought him down, he was gone.
Thank goodness you have a French translator.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's Bernier.
I'm
not sure how he says it, because you could say my name Lavoie or Lavoie. So, anyway, I want to thank
you never should have told me that.
I wanted to thank the Marine Corps advisor, the ROTC advisor, that helped us on the way up. We had a lot of gear to carry.
Yes.
So,
he had the kid.
That was great.
Yeah.
He assigned it to one of the cadets. That was phenomenal.
When you spend 22 years in the military, you learn how to tell people to do things, and they just go, okay.
especially with that rank difference.
Sure, yes, sir. Yeah.
Here we go.
Yes, sir. I will carry this table all the way to the top of the stands and into the press box for these guys. Well, your Copa Kings, they picked Havasu for their homecoming game. Usually that means you think you're going to win the game on a walkover. It ain't happening. It's 28-0 at the half. Hey, Paul, 15 minutes on the clock.
Yeah,
15-minute break for halftime, and then the mandatory three.
Yeah, stay tuned for the Perfection to Detail halftime report.
It's halftime, and I'm looking forward to the Professional to Detail halftime report.
This might be a little bit longer halftime than we're used to because it is homecoming, but we could give you some Diamondback scores. We got some Sun Devil results. Not results, but in progress going on. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more on Havasu Fighting Knights football for a Friday night in Copa in Yuma. It is 28-0. Your Fighting Knights at halftime.